post-COVID, there's no doubt we've seen a significant uptick in travel. One issue I think that remains a constant here, especially in Vancouver, is that Vancouverites and British Columbians generally would like to see more competition when it comes to domestic flights. Well, that's about to change beginning in February as a new airline, certainly for this city, enters the market. Joining me now is Michael DeLuce. He's president and CEO of Porter Airlines. Michael, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, why don't you explain a little bit to our audience a little bit about Porter Airlines and why you chose Vancouver to begin services in February?
So Porter Airlines have been operating since 2006. We've been established for 16 years and have always had a significant presence in Eastern Canada. We have a unique operation out of Billy Bishop Toronto City Airport, which is a downtown Toronto located airport, and we've redefined economy air travel over that 16-year period, really providing an elevated level of service to all of our passengers, including complimentary beer and wine, served in real glassware, premium snacks, complimentary as well. And back about 18 months ago, we took the step to acquire additional Embraer E195-E2 aircraft, which is a state-of-the-art, modern, narrow-body aircraft that has about a six-hour range. And starting on February 1st, we'll begin rolling that aircraft out to a broad range of destinations across Canada, and Vancouver is slated to be launched for service on February 7th, and that'll be our first Western Canadian route.
And those will be Vancouver to Toronto routes?
Correct. We'll have Vancouver to Toronto, and we'll build that up to three times daily service by the end of the winter. And we as well will have connecting options to Ottawa, Montreal, and Halifax through those flights through Toronto. Mm-hmm. But we'll continue adding additional frequencies to other Canadian eastern cities from Vancouver with nonstop service as we roll out our order of up to 100 aircraft over the next several years.
What kind of price at this point can we expect when you start? I'm sure there'll be some introductory low prices, but broadly speaking, any sense of what a general price would be for a Vancouver to Toronto return?
We have round-trip fares right now that are introductory in nature, but $248 round-trip for flights from Vancouver to Toronto. And those run really up till the middle part of June. And there still remains those fares in market for at least the next couple of weeks as we continue to build awareness in Western Canada about the Porter service, and it's certainly a very attractive fare.
Why Vancouver? Why now?
Well, Vancouver is a great Western Canadian city. Porter is taking, as I mentioned, 100 new aircraft over the next several years. Take 30 aircraft in 2023, another 20 aircraft in 2024. In Vancouver to Toronto and beyond into Eastern Canada is a very important destination and certainly one with significant traffic. And so we'll continue building that up from our three daily round trips as we move forward and really provide a competitive high-frequency schedule.
And this may be just my perception. It seems to me that our two major airlines, WestJet and Air Canada seems to be really focusing on its core business, which is Eastern Canada, that sort of that Ontario-Montreal corridor, while WestJet spends a lot more time protecting its Western territory. Do you see that? I mean, you see this a lot clearer than I would, but it seems to me that the two majors are trying to protect their home bases a little bit.
Yeah, very much so. WestJet has somewhat retreated from Eastern Canada and focusing in on Western Canada. Air Canada as well has pulled back certain capacity in Western Canada and are focusing on the East. Eastern Canada is where Porter has been very strong for the last 16 years. We're the second largest carrier in Eastern Canada and all the routes we serve. And you know, we provide a completely different product that's available in the marketplace. As I mentioned, certain complimentary amenities. And as we launch into our new expanded routes, which include Vancouver, Toronto, in addition to the complimentary beer and wine served in real glassware and premium snacks, we are the only carrier that has no middle seats. All of our aircraft are 2x2, including Vancouver to Toronto. And the second key element, which we're first in Canada to introduce, is fast, free streaming Wi-Fi for all passengers. And that's going to be a significant enhancement for one's connectivity when traveling.
Final question to you. How would you Your thoughts and assessment in regards to how the airline industry broadly is recovering here in Canada. And I don't want to say post-COVID. It's not really post-COVID. We're still dealing with the challenges. The industry is dealing with those challenges. How would you describe the health of the overall airline industry in this present environment as we slowly move away from COVID?
So the health is certainly gaining. A year ago, there was very little traffic. Today, the Canadian air travel market has recovered to about 90% of 2019 levels. You have a stronger mix of leisure traffic and slightly slower recovery on the business side, but there is a lot of pent-up demand for travel, and we continue to see that as we move forward in our advanced bookings, significant strength in the recovery.
Michael, thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much for having me.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.